I think in our last meeting there was something about, I'm only addressing this now because Judon mentioned it a little earlier in his report. I think that we maybe need to play the PSAs a little bit more often. Or, as I mentioned in our last meeting, change the PSA so it somehow relates to the fact that with the COVID, people are cleaning out their garages and maybe they're seeing jet skis or RVs or boats or things like that as people are cleaning out.
I know we sent a set of new PSAs to, I think her name is Susan Phillips, I think, who is supposed to be working on those. So we'll have some new ones. One of them mentioned COVID in an oblique way. So that's in the works and should be active very soon.
Is this a new volunteer that's doing our promos?
She's been doing them for a little while, and you probably heard her voice many times.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So let's go to, is there any other questions for Judon or Robin regarding this report?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, can you give us an update of how long we can run with the money we've received? And I think you said $80,000 on the last fund drive we received so far. Is that right? Judon, Robin, whoever.
Yeah, it's my projection. And again, Marquisha is dealing with the death in her family, is that we had on hand enough money to scrape through the month of June. And with the money that has been pledged and is anticipated to come in from the fundraise that just been completed, we should be able to get through July if all things continue. So we're actually in a little bit better shape than we were, and we will need to bring in some more money to take care of August. Is that Robin, comport with your assessment of kind of where we are?
That's where I think we are. I really need to know what Marquisha knows as to what's in the bank and what has just come in. You know, I do not know what is in the bank even before the drive. And then it would be better, it would be easier to make a more accurate estimate. But if everything is as rosy as I think it is, we should be able to scrape through most of July. But do not hold me to that until you get better numbers from Marquisha.
And I'm deliberately not reaching out to Marquisha. I think we ought to at least give her a week to deal with her family business and the death in her family. And so I've not called or emailed her about KPFT at all. And I won't until sometime late in the week next week.
This is Nancy.
Anybody, go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, on our website, I was just looking, and I don't know what's involved in putting something a little more attractive on our website.
I tell you what, Nancy. Nancy, uh-huh. We're going into item uh-huh. number 5. Let's take that up in 1 minute. Okay. So we're let's go to item number 5, outreach, social media. I know that Judon, you said you were going to get a hold of Venetia. And Vinicius, you said you were going to get a hold of Judon. Have you talked with each other about our Facebook, Twitter, and other social media accounts and possibly how we can improve upon them? Or has anybody been officially put in charge of improving our Facebook or Twitter presence?
I have not addressed that at all. As everybody knows, I've been recovering from the seizures, so I don't have anything to add on that. That's something that hopefully we can address, in the over the course of the next 30 days?
Venetia, have you been working on this at all, or did you have any ideas?
How am I going to work on something and I don't have permission to do it, Teresa?
Okay.
Come on now.
Judon, the problem is this. The previous general manager to you, or maybe even before that, took away any access to Facebook. And so Venetia, who has experience in that, cannot do anything with our Facebook account. And I don't know how many people have access to Facebook, but with so few staff and them doing so many different things, we're wondering if maybe we should, while Venetia is off for the summer, maybe have her work on the Facebook account or other social media accounts, but she'll need the password.
So, Robin, do you, I don't have any access to my social media. So I presume Bobby would know that. Have any other insight, Robin?
Hello, I was on mute.
Go ahead, Robin.
We hear you now.
Okay. Tell me, you want to make Venetia editor on the Facebook account? I have admin rights. I can do that. So I just need to know her Facebook account.
Robin.
Link to that. Yes.
I'm going to email you. Because I don't think this is a conversation we need to have out in open court. It's too detailed of information to be going through right now.
So, Venetia, why don't you just communicate with Robin and what y'all work out, just let me know. That's fine.
Okay.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. And, I mean, if we had a regular procedure, then I think our programmers could be encouraged to put things on our Facebook. For example, if I had had a challenge during this last pledge drive, I could have gone to the Facebook and I could have said, hey, I love Egberto's Willie's show, and if we have, if we raise X amount of dollars on such and such date, then I will match it. I don't think we had anybody doing that on our Facebook page, and therefore we lost a tremendous opportunity to grab people, to encourage them to give if they had stepped away somehow. Maybe they're people that only listen in the car, but they're pretty active on Facebook. And since they're not driving their car because of COVID, we lost about 2 months' worth of opportunity to use our social media, especially Facebook.
So Robin, when you talk to Alicia, why don't you guys discuss that and come back to me with some recommendations? I don't want to get too many cooks in the
Who is that that needs to mute? Is that Nancy? Do you need to mute?
No, I'm by myself at home.
I'm sorry. Somebody has some voices in the background. Whoever that is, mute, please. Go ahead, Judon.
Yeah, so Robin, if you and Venetia can discuss that and make a recommendation policy-wise and management-wise, how we do that. We don't want everybody, somebody needs to manage that. And it doesn't matter to me how it does. That needs to be talked about. And Robin, if you and Venetia can think about that and bring back some options.
All right, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I have talked with two programmers that tried to get things on Facebook in the last 2 years, and we're just kind of like beating their head up against a wall. And, if we had a a policy or a list of procedures to encourage our programmers. Some more than others would take advantage of it. Some people don't want to get involved in Facebook, but others, it might help their listenership, and it might help encourage people to give money. Okay, so the website. I'm sorry, who said that?
Tom Doucette.
Go ahead, Tom.
Okay.
The website.
I personally do this on my Facebook account. I have organized a fundraiser for KCFC.
Thank you, Tom.
I'm just making a suggestion that if everybody get on their own Facebook account and organize a fundraiser for the radio station, that should be sufficient enough to get people's attention. Everybody's account, separate account. You get on your account, your Facebook account, your Twitter account, your any account that you have, your social media, Instagram, do your own fundraiser, and that will help the station. It will also get a lot of people interested. That is my suggestion.
Okay, tell me, say that one more time, Tom.
Okay, Teresa, I'm sorry. I didn't understand me. I said everybody that has a Facebook account,
yep,
a Twitter account, Instagram, make your own fundraiser. I have made one for my Facebook account for KPFC. I have a $500 limit. So anybody that gets on there and donates up to $500, then the money will go to KPFC.
Okay. I'd like to talk to you about that more specifically about how I could do that. If you have a successful process that you've gone through, I'd like to do it too. Okay.
I hope I do. I hope I have a successful, fundraiser.
Okay.
But every time we're on Facebook, we promote KPFT. That's what I'm trying to say. People will promote more KPFT, then yes, we will raise money. Okay.
Okay. All right. How about the website? Any comments about the website?
Yeah, Nancy has a question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah. Judon said Twitter or Instagram, and it's not Facebook. I remember somebody saying that, who was it? Was it somebody I called for, our network solutions, yeah, I called them. And they said that Instagram and Twitter are more more fashionable for the younger people, and that Facebook is considered a little bit dangerous. I think we should have do we have some kind of preference at KPFT?
Can I say something? Do you guys want to have another 30-minute conversation about this? Because what he just said was simple, Simon. Go on your own social media accounts and set up your own fundraisers with KPFT as the beneficiary. Simple, Simon. Simple, Simon. That's what he just got through saying. That's what he just got through saying.
Okay. So, Nancy, you want to finish your thought?
Yes. We've never done this before, and I've never done this before. So could Robin send me a sample, what is safe to say? You know, I've never accepted money in the field for KPFT. I've always directed them to the website. I feel a little bit unsteady.
And that's what you should do. Nobody should be accepting any money through their personal account or KPFT.
Okay, Judon.
Yes.
Did you hear something, Venetia?
No, because all of y'all don't know what you're talking about. And I'm tired of hearing it. First of all, I'm not going to be quiet right now. First of all, nobody's accepting money from a personal basis. Nobody is accepting money, Judon, for a personal thing. I can walk all the, what I'll do is pull it up and send it to everybody. And then you'll understand what Tom was talking about. We don't accept money on a personal basis. We don't even handle it. When somebody pledges money to KPFT, that company, Facebook and Network Solutions, those are the two people that handle it. They give you how long a time you want to have that fundraiser. And when it's over with, they send the money to KPFT. We don't have nothing to do with it. Yes, it's coming from our personal accounts, but we don't handle any funds. And that's to answer Judon's question. Because like I just said a minute ago, are y'all going to stay on here another 30 minutes discussing something that none of y'all, the majority of y'all, don't understand what's going on? And then when somebody's trying to tell you and explain it to you, you're not listening to them. Tom explained it very well. Excellently. Nobody heard what he said. Now I'm done. Robin, I will get with you.
Okay. We do rely upon people who have experience and expertise.
Okay, Terrell.
Thank you. All right. We were going to go to... Okay, and I'm looking forward to the template that you're going to send us. I would imagine it's something like what Facebook does. If you have a birthday, you pick the charity, and you just send out an email and say, I love KPFT, and if you want to support me on my birthday, give money to KPFT, and the person just clicks on. But if you'll send us a template or some guidance or a link on that, I would appreciate it. Does anybody want to say something about the website?
Yes, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy. Thank you.
What you just said, Teresa, you were asking somebody to send us a template. I would like that too. Robin, can you do that?
Well, Venetia offered to do it.
Okay, so those companies, they don't get any commission, right?
No, they get no money.
Okay, that's
goes directly to the organization.
Okay.
And then
okay.
They don't get the information of the other person that's giving. They don't get their email or do they get hold of that information?
Under no circumstances is any personal information given out by the network. The network sends the money directly to the organization, such as example, KPFT. We do not receive any money.
Well, okay, I understand that part. I want to know whether they're getting the information of the email of the person who's donating, right? Their credit card number or?
No. No personal information is given out. No.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. All right.
The website
if Venetia is agreeable to it, we could set up a separate conference call, and she could walk us through how to go to Facebook or use Network Solutions to set up an individual fundraiser.
No.
We could do it while she's giving us guidance over the phone. Okay. So, but that's up to her. Let's go to the website issue.
Forget about that.
Okay. Website.
Website. Yes. I want to know if we can possibly put like KPFK is doing for their vehicle donations. When you click that button and you see tiny little logos of sailboat, water skis, and a motorcycle. I forgot. There's several pictures. Suggesting that the person, what kind of things can be donated. It's not just cars, it's a whole bunch of other stuff. Is there any way that we might be able to do that, or is that like asking for too much work?
So, Nancy, if you've got an idea like that, that needs to go to Bobby and CC me on it. But if you send it to me, I will forward it to Bobby, who's our technology person. And if you have a specific example, like this is what they're doing at in New York on the Pacifica Network, copy the email address and send it to me so I can forward that so we can see what you're talking about.
Okay, I will take a picture and send. I will do that.
Right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. So the person who is 100% in charge of our website is Bobby Modad.
Bobby Modad handles all technology issues. Yes.
Okay, so he is our webmaster.
Our technology person.
Okay. Have we? When is the last? Have we attempted to hire anyone to improve our website?
No,
we don't have no money.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's go to the email blast. Can you? Can anybody tell us when the last time an email blast was sent out? Okay. Doesn't sound like we're using our email blast.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. This is Darrell.
Yes, Darrell.
Was that the same thing that we talked about earlier about targeting the top 20
I don't know. So everybody mute except Darrell, and I can't hear her very well.
Was e-blast the same thing that we were talking about earlier that targeting the top 20 donors?
No, email blast. Judon said that we have an email blast that goes out to 7,000 to 9,000 people, and which is very different than our 3,400 paying members, and that has, to me, nothing to do with the 20 major donors that we're sending letters to.
This is Robin.
Go ahead, Robin.
Yeah, I think the last email blast I sent out was at the beginning of last week, I believe.
Okay.
And, yeah, that went out to our, it's about 8,500 email addresses that we have. And, yeah, most of them are not paid members. they're just email addresses we've harvested over the years.
Okay.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with major donors, this much smaller list of major donors that we have.
Yeah, that's as I have attended festivals or worked at a booth or worked at a table or we've had a town hall meeting or something like that, all of those emails should have gone to Robin or the membership director or whoever was sending out the email blast to be added. And as those email addresses have become defunct, I remember Wendy was working with a program to clean that up. So I do think that is a good opportunity for us to get word out about things. You know, so social events, fundraisers, pledge drive dates, congratulating people, thanking people, for example. Okay, any other special efforts we want to discuss to reach listeners, outreach specifically? Okay, hearing none. Let's.
Were you
Nancy?
Asking? Excuse me, this is Darrell.
Okay, Nancy, and then Darrell. Go ahead, Nancy.
Go ahead. I talked a lot. Go ahead, Darrell.
Go ahead, Darrell.
Did you ask if we had other ideas?
We are on the agenda under social, under outreach issues. We're about to go to fundraising.
Okay, so did you ask for other ideas?
Other ideas of reaching listeners, yes.
Yes. And I've been racking my brain which programmer I would I would try and talk to, and I'm not sure which programmer's the best person, so I'm going to bring it up now.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a video of the trail riders who came in on horseback to the protests in downtown Houston,
mm-hmm.
and it was so wonderful because they had a whole bunch of them, and just to be riding horses with cowboy hats into downtown, it was so special. And
mm-hmm.
then at the end of the video, they interviewed the young couple in the third ward who have a place that that sells turkey legs, I think. Kind of like a barbecue place, but it's Turkey Leg Depot or something like that. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
I guess it's a restaurant. And so the young couple who organized the trail riders to ride their horses downtown is going to continue, even after the protests. They're going to focus on voter registration in the third ward. And I wanted to see if somebody would either interview them or have them on a show or report about it or see how KPFC could support whatever it is they're doing. And I just thought that it was a great opportunity for us to help that neck of the woods, you know, so to speak.
Mm.
Well, I guess what the question, I think the question you're asking is, if a person has an idea for an item that needs to be covered as a news item or as a public affairs thing, where do they leave a message at the station to say, hey, could somebody cover this? Since, you know, if you don't know the specific programmer personally and you don't have their phone number or you don't have their email, but you see something that would be really interesting if it was covered on a show, what do you do?
And I'm talking specifically right now, I'm talking about outreach. I'm talking about listenership and how we can support the underserved community. So,
right.
I'm not, you know, I don't mean it to be a one-off news report. I mean it to be a connection.
Right, but because we don't have a receptionist and we don't have anyone answering the phone specifically, it's going to be forwarded to an extension. What does one do? And do we perhaps need to put something on the air that says, if you see something that needs to be covered, do this? So, what
Teresa,
do we tell listeners
Teresa,
to do? Yes.
Teresa,
yes.
I would rather ask my specific question right now to the people that are on the phone. If you
All
got
right.
ideas for outreach.
All right. Well, I'm
have
fine.
Any suggestion of who would be a good group or person to offer to connect with the young couple. I can try to investigate what's the name of the restaurant or what are their names. I can watch the video again.
Mm-hmm.
But does anybody have an idea of who would be the best contact person at the station?
Well, I always have ideas when people have suggestions like that. I think that these are the kind of people that Egberto Willis would like to interview because they sound like activists and very grassroots. Wally James has a show that covers things like that. But perhaps Judon and Robin would have some suggestion as to who we should refer you to.
Request for information, Nancy.
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, Darrell, I really don't understand, like, the group name you're saying, people on horseback. You're not talking about George Floyd's high school classmates. They came on horseback. Are you talking about that? Or,
I'm talking about trail riders, and that's the cowboys, the Zydeco dancing Gulf Coast black cowboy trail riders. And
yeah, I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you speak louder?
There was a whole lot of them that went downtown for the protest. They're called trail riders. And, yes, a lot of them are from the third ward.
They were organized by a young couple who lives in the third ward who has a restaurant, and they're going to continue the work after the protest by registering people to vote. I'm trying to ask who would we want to connect on this outreach opportunity if I can get the specific contact information.
So you have their contact information?
I'll get it. I can watch the video again.
Okay.
And I'm going to go drive by there anyway. It's on Alameda, I think.
Darrell.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Darrell, you have the...
I have the contact information.
Okay. Is that Venetia?
Yes, it is.
Okay. After I do a drive-by, I will forward it to you. Thank you.
Just call me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, you're welcome.
Nancy, yeah, we
go
have
ahead, Nancy.
On our board, on our LSC board, we have 6 staff programming programmers who have shows, and Lisa already said Wally James has public affairs show, and Egberta Willis and Venetia Patel Adams. They do street protests. I mean, she's always doing protests, and she went yesterday and took lots of films because we have a Pacifica YouTube channel, and we want to put stuff on it, and we want to get subscribers. So you can use those emails and send them information. I'm finished.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I have a question that comes to my mind when Darrell brings this up, and that is the question is like, the people on this call really know a lot. We know the programmers, although I don't know all of the programmers, and I don't have all the contact for all the programmers. But if I have an idea that I think needs to be covered, is there anybody that I can refer people to at the station that could pass them along to a programmer?
I thought that was the business of this committee. It's called outreach, and it's an idea for outreach.
No, this is really a programming issue. When I think of outreach, I think of social media, I think of cabling, I think of walking in parades, I think of newsletters and flyers and coordinating social events and coordinating events with different organizations like,
That's exactly what it is. It's coordinating with this group.
Well, I thought you were speaking of getting some coverage on a radio show or actually getting a PSA for them or something like that.
Whatever. I'm going to talk to Venetia about it.
Well, I'm looking at the big picture, and I'm sorry if I'm offending you.
So what would normally happen if there was an event coming up that KPFT wanted to support and provide some either PSA announcements or plug them onto some program, that should come to me and CC Naboo. Because Naboo would...
Do we have any promos that we are airing that say, if you would like to have a promo done or if you have an idea that needs news coverage, email this?
No, we don't, and we're not trying to do that. We have a limited staff, and it's fine for everybody to say, let's do this, let's do that. But giving a bunch of other assignments and work to the few people we've got when they're focused primarily on, one, raising some money so we can pay our bills and keep it going. Number two, making the station workable, which means addressing the mold problem. Three, improving our programming, which is accessing the free programming that is available to us. And four, to the goal of that foe. That's kind of the short-term goal. What we can
do. Can you repeat
number four? What was your last item? Control of the polk?
Control of the what?
I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear your last item. I heard you say quality of the programming. I heard you say fundraising. And you had 4 points, and I couldn't hear item number four.
Getting the building functional so we can work out of a central location.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but that wasn't item number four. But anyway, I agree. I agree. But my question is, I think that it is a matter of relevance. We will have relevant programming if a person has a program idea, if they can at least know where to call or who to email if they have that idea.
They should send that to me.
Okay. But the average person doesn't even know your name, and they certainly don't know your email. So my question was, are we putting that on?
I thought
the
he
air?
Answered that. I'm
Bobby
sorry.
Who answered that?
I'm sorry. I've heard this before, and I think it's true over the years, and even more now. Judon's answer was, we can't solicit ideas that are going to cause more work for the staff right now. The plate is full, and that's why they're not playing PSAs, whatever you want to call it like that. So your suggestion needs to be tabled for now because they've got their priority. They've got their hands full. He already answered it.
Okay.
So
all right.
Let me give you an example. The coverage of the funeral today for Mr. George, Akua Holt came up with the idea, said, you know, it would be nice if we could cover that on KPFT. I said, well, who will produce it? She said, I will produce it. I will coordinate it. I'll go out. I'll get the setup. All I need is authority from Bobby to make the technical stuff work. I said, fine, that's a great idea. Called Bobby. Bobby finished the technical idea. She handled the production of it, and it was done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's how we should handle for the moment any other great ideas that somebody has to other than what we're doing.
I agree, but the challenge is that will only work with the programmers that are already there. That is not reaching out to find anybody additionally that might want to volunteer or contribute in any way. Because when they try to call the station, if I'm understanding you correctly, there's nobody that answers the phone. There's no extension that anybody checks. Unless they already know the person. If I know Naboo and I know his extension, I'll call Naboo. But we're not giving out any additional information, which makes it seem like this radio station is a private club. But anyway, never mind. Let's go to fundraising. Judon said some things in his report as IGM. Do we want to say anything else about the pledge drive report?
No, I think it's pretty clear. The pledge drive is over.
Okay.
We raised
the goal. What was the original goal of the pledge drive?
Robin, can you speak to that?
It was $150,000. As of today, we raised about $95,000.
Great. Okay.
So.
And the goal shouldn't have been $150,000.
No?
No. Look at where we're at in the country. Look at where we're at. People,
child, please. Y'all got to come in.
The goal should have been $100,000. $150,000 was the goal 3 months ago. Nothing was going on 3 months ago. Now you're in a position where people have lost their jobs. No, it does not affect me, but it is affecting a lot of people out there. I gave more money, and no, I'm not bragging. I gave more money this fund drive than I've ever given in any fund drive. Everybody cannot do that. Matter of fact, the majority of people cannot do that. So when whomever set that goal for $150,000 to me, that was not a realistic goal.
Well, I was told that actually Rourke had done better than previous flesh drive. So evidently something he said motivated people to give more, just like, you know, something in your mind motivated you to give more. You know, I think even though we're in COVID, I've heard people say, I'm getting this stimulus check and I'm on a regular income, I can afford to actually give more to the charities of my choice.
A lot of people are not doing it, though, Teresa. And Rourke has a relationship
with his listeners. They won't do it unless they're asked.
Rourke has a relationship with his listeners, too.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, I think our prison show has a relationship with their listeners. A lot of our programmers have a relationship with their listeners. I hope they do. That's the whole point of them having individual websites to, you know, encourage letters. We have a lot of people send letters to the station, especially the prisoners. There's a real strong bond between our listeners and some of our programmers. Anyway, anything else that anybody wants to say about the pledge drive?
Yes, I have something I want to say about it. I think we need to have a more reasonable goal where we do know, yes, some people have money during the pledge drive, but we ought to make it a goal that is more easily reachable to give people a feeling that their contributions really make a difference. To have given as much as you could have given and have the announcement that the pledge drive failed is sort of a downer, and we need to be careful of it. I know it sounds like a small thing, but I don't think it is. When people set up pledge drives, they gauge that kind of thing in advance, and I think we need to be a little more careful about it next time.
Excellent comment, Deb. Excellent.
Thanks.
That's Robin on the
PR 101.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Robin.
Well, I admit to being the person who set that goal.
Robin, I'm not blaming
you. Excuse me?
I said, I'm not blaming you whatsoever. Your name,
no.
No.
It's okay. I mean, there was a reason in the old times that goal would have usually been closer to $300,000.
Right.
And actually bringing it down by half I was still afraid that we wouldn't reach it. But it was also more realistic as far as what our budget required. We needed
right,
to get close.
Right.
Okay. So,
right.
Yeah, it's could have made
that's
the goal true. 80,000 and gotten to 90 and then called it a great success, but it would not have been. So we can't fool ourselves, actually. We shouldn't anyway.
Yeah.
Robin, can you tell me, or Judon, can you tell me, I know that Dewayne Lark had a motion that went to the national board that KPFT not have to pay into central services for the next year. Do you know if the budget that we have includes paying central services? Because nobody asked the LSB if it was okay that we skip paying central services.
We have not gotten anything back, so we're still paying central services. The budget has not changed.
Good. Okay. Good. All right.
Nancy,
go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. Robin Judon, I heard from a programmer in KPFK, Los Angeles, that the answering service, and I don't know if they're using the same answering service that we are, but I assume it's the same company, but they had problem with people who let's see, the answering service not being able to speak in Spanish, not understanding Spanish. Anyway, I just wanted to put that out. There was a complaint at KPFK, and I just wondered if we were told, because I don't know how you would know of that complaint unless somebody, a member, called the station. I don't know. Can the people, I haven't even tried to call the station recently, if they can leave a message. Anyway, that's one thing. And then I was listening, as I usually do, and after the first week, after 7 days, Susan Darrell said, we made about one-third of our goal, 50,000. Okay. After that, I never heard any total, you know, like, had it grown, how much. So I was really surprised to hear today, on this meeting, that we made 95,000, because that's in pledges, or is that in, like, we actually got it? That's pledges, right?
That's
Robin?
Pledges.
That's in pledges, as always.
Okay. So it's not 95 yet. All right. And then, so I wonder, I think it would be a good idea. I'm just suggesting if the manager could go on the air and announce, well, we got this many in pledges, and we didn't make our goal, but so we'll have to come a little sooner. But in the meanwhile, please tell people, anybody, about KPFT. We need to enlist our listeners to do outreach for us. Anyway,
what have we
so
done?
The listeners only know about the 50,000 that Susan announced after the first week. It was on the first Friday after the fund drive. After that, I did not hear anybody except they said, oh, we didn't do too well. Oh, we didn't do too good. If you have some money, send. So the listeners think we made around 50,000. I mean, if I was hearing everything, I don't think anybody else gave an update of how much we've made. So if somebody could tell the programmers to say we made 95,000 in pledges.
Robin, what is our past practice?
No.
Everybody, could I have everybody's attention? Somebody is moving around, and the wind on your phone is causing a gurgling that is preventing people from hearing others. If you are not speaking, please put your phone on mute. Nancy, would you please quickly repeat your last thought, and then Judon was going to respond to it.
Oh, I already said it. If we could have some announcement to the listeners to know how much we got, they have a right to know about, you know, was it enough and how much will it cover us to, or I don't know how you want to say it or what you want to say, but I think the listeners need to be told, because all I heard is, oh, we didn't do too well. Oh, we didn't do so. Please give some more. So it doesn't sound too good, you know, on what the list. And I don't even think these programmers really know what they're talking about. Have they really been told?
Robin.
Okay, they're just guessing.
Robin, what has been our past practice on that?
Well, it was a lot easier when we were live all day long. But usually during a drive, yeah, there was frequent mention of where we were in the drive and what the goal was. There was much less of that because basically we were not live for a lot of shows, most of the shows. I spoke with you this morning, Judon, about actually sending a thank you email to all our main list. But the thank you is really to those people that donated and making it kind of like another ask for donations. So that's one way to go out. It would be nice to have something on air about it. And in the past, that happened a lot, but we were live then.
So I think if you can adapt the letter, the thank you letter that you've already drafted or are going to draft into a script that I can read over the phone in some way, we can accomplish both things. We can say thank you, and we still need your continuing support, and this is how you can do it. Something like that, something short and sweet. And we send it out to a universe of people by voicemail. Does that make sense?
I don't know how we'll do voicemail, but yeah, that's the kind of message we need to get out somehow.
Right. Well, we can at least send it out by email, and we can ask Bobby their way that we can text to ask voicemail.
So we're
okay,
going to
well,
use the
email. Email
we're
I
using
can do.
The email blast?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Nancy, the question?
Nancy, what was your question?
Yes, so the email blast is going to thank them and inform them of how well we did at certain type, certain day, or is that what it is? Is that what y'all said?
Yes, that information will be in there, yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, I like that.
Okay. Well, I believe as I was listening to Rourke this week, he is still asking for money. It's kind of a soft, I don't know what you call it, quiet drive. That's still continuing, right? You're encouraging all of the programmers to continue to ask for money?
I sent that, forwarded that email to the LSD thing, and you'll see what I sent to the programmers. And, yes, one of the things we asked them to do was to do kind of a soft ask to continue to do that in their recorded shows and on his live show. And it still seems to be helping a lot. This morning during Rourke's show, we got over $1,000. You know,
wow.
We're a few days past the formal end of the drive. And over the course of the weekend, we got about $8,000 from Saturday to today. So
oh, that's wonderful.
It's helpful. It has been helping.
Okay. I have another question. Are the only two people that are that were in this pledge drive that were asking live was Naboo and Rourke? Judon, did you do any pitching as general manager? Because I would think that would be very powerful if people heard you say, "Hi, this is Judon Boney. I'm the general manager. I encourage you to give." Did you do any live?
No, I didn't. You know, I was recovering from being in the hospital.
Okay. All right. So we are now on.
Nancy, I'm back.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, this is about fundraising. I don't know if this is a good idea or not, but the virtual concert that we had a premium, like a flash drive with the video of those 30 singers, and then we had it was $90 premium, and then the other one, I don't know, one person said $50 and another programmer said $60 for just the audio-only version. Can I confirm how much was the audio version? Was it $50 or $60?
Something like that. I mean, to download the audio, I'm pretty sure it was 50. Get the thumb drive, it's a little more. I think it's like 75, something like that.
Okay. My question is, would it be a good idea if we had a PSA and thanking the singers? Now, Susan has only thanked around 5 or 6 every time. And the same names usually. But later she said there were 30 singers. And so if we could have a PSA made with thanking each full name of the 30 singers, and then at the end that there is a premium, you know, if you donate this much, and we have go to kpfu.org. Anyway, so that we're thanking and we're giving them promotion of their name at the same time, and maybe they would be happy to do it again in the future. But I think this is the best thank you, is making a PSA with thanking them. I just thought of this, and I just wondered what you thought, or just give you this thought. I have not seen the video, so I don't know if it's going to be and then I was thinking maybe some people at the other stations might be able to, their members might be interested in it.
So Sabarnar Tomi is asking about an on-air promo that mentions all of the people who donated their time for the Songs from Home concert.
Like a thank you, but it's a thank you card.
A thank you card or promo. So
it
Robin,
all 30 names.
Robin, do you want to consider that? Give it some thought.
Yeah, I think we could consider it, yes.
Okay, so let's go on to...
Tom?
Tom, go ahead, Tom.
Okay. My suggestion, while we're on, we're still on fundraising, is...
We're on the pledge drive report.
Okay, pledge drive report.
Okay, the next item. The next item's on the agenda, and it's about 6 o'clock, and we still have these items on the agenda: vehicle donation, which I think is quickly, special email blast, challenge from LSB members, and that Darrell had something to say, I think, about that, unless she's already said it. Social media campaign, the gala, unless if Robin has something to say. Darrell Robbins had something under other, which she may have already brought up. New business, set next meeting, and adjourn. So, go, Tom.
Okay. When we have our next fund drive, our play day, I am suggesting this goal. That way we top it off at a reasonable amount. $125,000. That's it. No more, no less. I think that is a reasonable amount. Judon and Robin, I'm addressing it to you also. Okay?
Yeah, I want to defer that to the next call because we have figured out what we're doing for June and July. We've completed the fund drive for May, and we need to bring in what we're going to bring in, assess, and put that on the agenda for August because we're projected to have a new fund drive for August. So this is the first week of June. Let's take that up at the next call and let us go on that.
Okay, all right. I will table that suggestion. Okay, Teresa, thank you.
Okay, no problem. So does anybody have anything else to say about vehicle donations? No. Okay. Anything about a special email blast? No. Challenge from LSB members. Darrell, did you want to flush out your idea? You said something about you're going to start something.
Darrell, are you muted? I don't hear Darrell.
Okay. Well, I'll call her later.
I'm on.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was muted. Anyway, everyone already talked about what I wanted to bring up and what it is. We don't know enough, all of us, to post on our own social media accounts. And so we do need to learn how to do it. And I don't want to go into more of it right now because I thought I had already put it out there that we need to learn. So we've spent enough time on them. Those who know how can do it, and those who need to learn, we need to figure it out. And I'm sure that Venetia was going to help me. So.
Okay, so you'll be waiting her direction. Okay, social media campaign.
Isn't that what we're talking about?
Yes, somehow we got to talking about some of these in the GM report, okay? So that's why I'm mentioning them again, because Robin came in a little bit late. Okay, what about the gala? Did you want to say anything about it, Robin?
Judon already reported about that.
Okay, fine. Anything else for others?
December.
Anything? No, it's actually in November. Okay.
Well, Udon said December.
I know he did, but it's in November, unless it's been moved without my knowledge.
Oh, actually, I said November. I'm sorry if it was heard.
Oh.
I misspoke. It's still November, and what we're looking at is crafting a strategy for a virtual gala, because although we're still anticipating or projecting the possibility of a traditional gala where people are in one place, it looks like the virus is not going to be resolved by then. So we're beginning to think through, can we do one virtually? And we're not ready to propose anything just yet.
Okay. All right. Anything else for new business?
Nancy Elmstack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. I would like to extend anybody's help or ideas about highway blogging and the rules of the city. It's maximum size is 6 foot by 6 foot, and you have to be there while it's up. And that would be, in my opinion, the best idea I can come up with that would be safe, you know, not putting yourself at risk for COVID-19.
Is this
and,
a new rule? Because, I mean, I've had banners that weren't 6 foot long before.
It's a new rule.
I mean, they were longer, than 6 foot.
If you look at the city website, it has a rule, okay? So 6 foot by 6 foot is the maximum size. And I would like to do 59 highway. There's a lot of bridges there. And I'd like others, if they're interested and if you have ideas for banners, I will send you some slogans that I have. They're about 3 lines each, really, really brief, KPFT, 7 a.m., Democracy Now. And my plan is at that time, 7 a.m. or a little bit before, so people see 90.1 FM. And I'm thinking red background. I've already bought the red material, and then white letters. So stand out more, and when the winter comes, maybe LED lights on it. But if anybody else is interested in doing this, and then another freeway like 45 in the north, they've got some bridges, but that's a little bit too far for me to go by bus. I might do it, but first I'd like to just put that idea out, and then call me or text me or email me if you are gung-ho to do something, because I think traffic hour is the best.
Okay, I'm going to quickly, before we set our next meeting, I'm going to quickly go through the minutes of May 12th and those people that took on tasks. Deb Shafto said she was going to contact a friend with credentials about helping with social media. Deb, if you still have that name, please get with me and give it to me. I said I was going to contact Susan Darrow. I did contact her about one thing, but I still need to contact her about thanking people. Judon Boney said that he would have Bobby Modad support anyone who was doing social media. What else? Judon Boney was going to tell us about the pledge drive as soon as the staff decided on the dates. And there were people asking if we would contact to see if we could get our phone bills lower. And Judon was going to contact AT&T about cutting some of our phone lines, at least temporarily. Any luck on that?
No, not ever.
That's in finance.
Now this was on May 12th.
It's okay. Just send me an email and I'll try to follow up. I have not as of yet.
Okay. And on May 12th, Judon was going to have conference calls with the programmers to get someone to lead training on how to do like off-site programming to improve our programming, and Judon was going to make sure that the staff regularly check their messages and respond. as appropriate and make sure that the voicemails didn't get filled. And Judon was going to get KPFT available on Echo. I asked about Echo. I thought you were going to talk to Bobby about that. Have you made any headway on that?
No, and you need to send all that to me in an email.
I did.
I'm sure that you did. I am getting so many emails and so many calls, I almost can't even process them. That's not anybody's fault but mine, because I have offered that to everybody. And so I'm just catching up. Just catching up.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try to send all those emails again. So, if I look at KPFTX, at some point we might want to have a regularly scheduled meeting. I don't know whether we want to try for, see, today is the second Tuesday. You want to try for the next couple months, go with 4 o'clock on second Tuesdays? Anybody have
Sounds
a problem
good.
With that? Okay, so we're going
no
to go. I'm sorry, say that again.
I have no objection to that.
All right, well, if you don't mind, I'm going to schedule for the next 4 months, second Tuesdays at 4 o'clock Central. Okay, does anybody want to entertain that we adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay. All right, well, thanks a lot, everybody. And I hope we can help. Just hang in there, okay?
Thank you. Good
Take
job,
care.
Teresa. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.